90-some percent of the time he will spend with his parents happened before he left the house at about age 18. And so, you know, looking at the flip side of that as a parent, 90% of the time we'll spend with our children is going to happen between now and when they go off to college or go off into the workforce or whatever they end up doing.
Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad and the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and today I get to do an interview with Dr. Leif Dahlin. And if you know him by another name, it's probably Physician on Fire. But before we get into it, let's hear from this week's sponsor. ViFunds is a commercial multifamily real estate firm trusted by physician investors, physician families, and busy entrepreneurs from all over the United States. Located in Dallas, Texas, and founded by Vina Jetty, ViFunds specializes in curating conservative passive real estate investment opportunities for investors. Vina brings a dynamic perspective to targeting, acquiring, managing, and operating investment assets using the best time-tested practices combined with cutting-edge technologies. Reach out to Vina and her team at ViFunds to find out how you can be a successful investor too, by creating opportunities for you to build your portfolio. You can find them at drpodcastnetwork.com/vifunds, and I will leave that in the show notes. Again, that's drpodcastnetwork.com/vifunds. Okay, I hope you guys are as excited as I am about today's interview. I've been kind of counting in the days to be able to talk to Dr. Dahlin or the Physician on Fire because, you know, I've kind of followed his journey for a while, kind of watching, you know, what they've done with their lives since he retired from medicine and became financially independent. And so I'm really interested to see how they live their lives now, plus how Dr. Dahlin thinks that becoming financially independent and no longer working and having more, I guess, freedom at home and freedom with his family has changed his life as being a dad, either for better or for worse. I don't know. I guess we'll find out in the interview. But before we get there, remember, subscribe, leave a review. If you feel like somebody would get benefit from these shows, make sure to share it with them. And without further ado, let's get into it. All right, I'm here with Dr. Leif Dahlin. Thanks again, Leif, for taking time out of your day and hanging out with me to talk dad life.
Thank you for the invitation, Jeremy. I look forward to it.
Yeah, so for those that aren't familiar with you, which I'm sure those listening to my podcast probably are familiar with who you are, but if, in case they aren't, can you explain kind of who you are and what you do?
Sure, yeah. I'm an anesthesiologist that actually left that career about 2 years ago now, at the age of 43. And I now try to travel the world, although that's been difficult these last year and a half, with my family. And I have a blog called Physician on Fire, where I talk about, well, early retirement, financial independence.
Yeah. And you've done a lot, I feel like, with that. I think one of the cool things I liked reading about, I can't remember when it was probably pre-COVID, but you guys traveled as a family with your kids for, it was like 3 months, is that right?
We spent the better part of 6 months after retired. Yeah, 2 months at a time in Spain and Mexico and a little bit in between in the U.S. And so, fantastic. It's a very different feel than taking a 7-day vacation where you're trying to squeeze so much in. It's really just living your life, but in a different place.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's cool. And I mean, there's so many people out there that want to be able to travel and want to be able to do these things. And you guys just kind of made it happen. And so, I mean, I've read and kind of followed along with your journey with everything. But when did you realize that you were kind of at the point in life that you were able to do this?
Discovered this concept of financial independence. And the idea is that once you've saved and invested a certain amount of money, and that number turns out to be maybe 25 to 30 times what you normally spend in a year or what you anticipate spending when no longer working, well, then you can afford to not work. Because if you're only withdrawing 3 to 4% of the money, well, most years your investments are going to kick off more than that back to you. And you're very unlikely to deplete that nest egg. And there's actually a decent chance you'll end up with more money, at least in nominal terms, maybe not after adjusting for inflation. But that was, I was 39 and I realized, like, wow, I looked at our bank accounts and I knew what we spent. And we were pretty much there after a decade of working as an anesthesiologist. And then my wife and I had some, you know, pretty serious conversations about what life might look like, what it could look like if I wasn't tied down to a particular job. And we kind of came up with about a 5-year plan and we enacted it in 4 years.
Yeah. So, you know, you guys have gotten to do a lot of things in life as, you know, as a couple and as parents. And obviously this podcast focused a lot more on the dad side of things. And I always like to see, initially, just to start out with, from your perspective as being a dad and being a physician, did you have a specific person growing up that was your main kind of dad role model? Was it your dad or a grandparent or a teacher or somebody like that, that kind of showed you, hey, this is what a dad is. And now that you are a dad, do you feel like that that's stayed true to what you thought, or is it totally different than what you were planning on?
Yeah, I would say that my dad was that role model and father figure. He was my father. And, you know, I think the role of a father has changed a decent amount in the, you know, 30 or so years between when I was a kid and I had my own kids. But I mean, I think my dad was a very good role model. But I would also say that maybe it was a little more quote unquote traditional, old school kind of house that I grew up in. You know, I remember my dad coming home from work and, you know, maybe having a martini or something like that. Or, you know, it was just, you know, my mother did the majority of the, you know, child rearing, so to speak. And my dad was more in that role model. And I mean, I don't know why I mentioned the martini thing, but it's just like, I think of like 1950s, like a classic kind of thing, but he did a lot of wonderful things. You know, we did take trips together, not 2 or 3 months at a time. He taught us a lot about managing money, not by necessarily, you know, an education like classroom style, but by being smart with his own money and just the way we would, even though he was a dentist and made good money, we shopped at thrift stores. We shopped at like the open box and scratch and dent type places, you know, where you get a big discount on stuff.
And do you feel like that helped you kind of put you where you are now as a dad? Do you feel like you use a lot of things that he did and related to your life now, or do you think you've changed that up at all?
I think I do. I think one thing that I picked up from him, whether it was a good habit or not, I'm not sure. I saw that you have a podcast episode on yelling at your kids, but my dad never laid a hand on us, but he had a big, deep voice. When he got upset, you knew it. Kind of took that, because I have that same deep voice when I want to bring it out. And that's been really effective when I need to get my kids' attention and change their behavior or remind them of something. And so I feel like I've used yelling effectively, but not necessarily like reactive, like taking out my frustrations, just this is going to get your attention and you know I'm serious when I talk in that manner.
There's always a good time for that strong dad voice, I feel like. I probably overutilize mine a little too much sometimes, so I need to probably pick my moments a little better.
Yeah, well, my kids are older now. They're 10 and 12, and they don't need as much of that.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's coming again. Maybe we're just in this really nice in-between period where they're pretty well-behaved and don't do much wrong. But teenagers are coming, so dad voice may be making a comeback.
I know. Yeah, there you go. So do you think the life changes, you know, you, like I said, you've made some different changes for you and your family. Do you feel like that affected your ability to, you know, be the dad that you want to be or whatever that might be?
Yes. I mean, you only get so much time with your kids, right? There's this great blog post at Wait But Why, and it's called, shoot, I can't think of the name of it right off the top of my head, but it basically describes how much time you have left in your life and have left to do certain things. And then he goes on to realize how much time he has left with his parents. And this is a person in his 30s, because he realized that 90-some percent of the time he will spend with his parents happened before he left the house at about age 18. And so, you know, looking at the flip side of that as a parent, 90% of the time we'll spend with our children is going to happen between now and when they go off to college or go off into the workforce or whatever they end up doing. Really want to take advantage of that time. And I was working, you know, one job, I was on call every third night. My most recent job, I was on call every fifth night. And there were a lot of long, long days. And I wasn't necessarily there for dinner when I was working. I was tired when I got home. I had been up since five. You know, it's just, and you're not as present in that kind of a situation. And now I'm much more present. You know, I get up when I choose to. I get to spend months traveling with them. When I'm home, we're home together. I mean, in COVID, it was weird for a lot of families, a lot of people to spend all that time together. But we had been doing it, you know, since before that virus ever showed up. So I feel like, yeah, I get to spend just so much more time with them and be more involved in their education, in all aspects of their daily lives. Yeah,
that's great. Yeah. And I'm trying to remember, are you guys homeschooling them, or are they, I know you guys kind of recently moved, or are they back into the school system there, or how are you guys handling that?
Retired, which was in August of 2019 from anesthesia. That's when we started homeschooling that fall. And so my wife has always believed in keeping their minds active in the summer. So she did some enrichment type stuff with them, even in the years before that. And she had done a bit of substitute teaching in our children's elementary school. And so she was, I think, pretty well prepared to expand her role into being the primary teacher. And so we homeschooled when we were traveling, definitely incorporating you know, the places we were visiting, learning some of the local cultures and, you know, language when we were traveling in Spanish-speaking countries, and then combining that with some online resources. And last year, since we weren't traveling so much, we have a homeschool curriculum that's literature-based. So there are a lot of books and questions and answers to go through to learn history and culture and language and that sort of thing. And it's worked out really well. We're going to start, I guess, year three of homeschooling here this fall.
That's great. Yeah. And I guess, you know, we're in the public school system where I am, and we have great public schools. But of course, you know, the big debate now with the new school year right around the corner is, you know, the mask debate. Should kids be masked and all those things? And for you guys, you don't have to really stress out about that part. You guys get to get to be home and not have to do that.
Yeah, it is nice to not have to worry about the angry parents and the confusion. And you know, our 12-year-old is vaccinated. We feel good about that. I wish we could get our 10-year-old vaccinated. Hopefully that will be coming soon. But until then, we feel comfortable that we can keep them quite safe, you know, being home when we are and masking, you know, when we're out and about. Those spaces, but yeah, we won't be going back to a, you know, building with hundreds of other kids and a bunch of unvaccinated parents that you just have no idea what's going on when they're not there.
Yep. No, definitely. Well, you know, I always like to ask dads here, you know, we all have different backgrounds and different experiences. And obviously your experience is a lot different than I think a lot of physician dads get to do. And so you had somebody come up to you and say, hey, I'm a new dad, or, you know, I'm really struggling with being a dad, what's the one tip you have for other dads? What would be that one thing?
You know, just try to be present as much as you can be. And, you know, your wife or, you know, partner will thank you for that as well. You know, just be helpful to your children, be helpful to your spouse, and spend as much time as you can, because you only get 18 years where they're living under your roof, maybe more. you know, in those boomerang years if they fail to launch. But just take advantage of the time you have, because, you know, at 10 and 12, you know, my time is more than half over with them before they leave the house. And by then it'll be 90% or more over, which is really crazy to think about.
Yeah, it's hard to think that way. You know, it's, and then you look back at your days that you've maybe not done your best and you're like, oh, I just lost like 2% of my time or something like that. Yeah, right. So it's got to start kind of changing that mindset a little bit. So
yeah, well, every birthday is a celebration.
I know.
It's also like 1 year closer to this, your time to influence them, your time to be with them is going to come to an end. You're that much closer.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I just want to thank you again for, you know, taking time out of your day and talking some dad life with me and talking about, you know, what you guys have done. And, you know, hopefully people out there listening can kind of get some appreciation for that, you know, kind of different viewpoint for it, because it's a little different than what everybody else gets to see. So I appreciate you talking with me about it.
Yeah. And I appreciate you, you know, connecting with all the dads out there and doing your best to influence good parenting, good fathering behavior.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I need to go listen back to some of my episodes, I think, recently. So moving houses does not help with stress. So
all right. I know about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did getting to talk with Dr. Dahlin and about their current life and being a dad and, you know, where his life experiences have brought him now. And, you know, I think one of the things he really talked about was that 90% number and the idea that we do only get maybe that time, that the 90% of time we spend with our kids is really during their first 18 years. Now, that might be different if you have a very family-focused situation where your kids are planning on staying in town, you're seeing each other every week, you're having family dinners. That's obviously different. But when I look at my life, I know for me, my family kind of really were nomads. If you look at our family, we're kind of all over the place. And so that's a totally different situation for me. And I think that's a great topic for this Friday's review. So we're going to get into that for Friday. But again, I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. Again, subscribe to these shows if you're getting something out of it. Leave a review. 5-star reviews are super helpful in terms of the algorithms and making sure that if there are physician dads out there that are looking for a show like this to help them with whatever struggles they're having, they can find it that much easier. All right, guys. Share it with a friend, and I hope all of you are doing well out there. I know COVID's going crazy again, and everybody's getting busy again from it. Don't let the stress get to you. I know that's easy for me to say. I'm outpatient pediatrics. We're seeing a lot of it, but I'm not dealing with some of you guys on inpatient, ICU, ER, all those things. So I know things are tough right now, and I completely 100% relate with you depending on your situation? No, but I hear you. We're listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Take care of your colleagues too. It's been tough. Before we end, just a quick reminder about our sponsor, ViFunds. ViFunds provides unique, passive, multifamily investment opportunities that they vet and bring to you as an investor. Reach out to Vina Jetty to see how partnering with Vive can help you reach your real estate investment goals at drpodcastnetwork.com/ViFunds. Okay, guys, have a great weekend. It was good chatting with you. We'll see you next week. And remember, embrace his imperfections.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.